Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host. It's Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, my friend. I forgot to introduce myself at the top of the show. I'm Rob Shooter.
Yes, you
are. I know. Hello, hello, hello. Sometimes I forget myself, which actually is probably a good thing because a lot of people think it's always about me, me. See, even occasionally there, Corey, even I can blend in. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Will and Jada are trying to salvage their relationships post-Oscar slap. So sources are saying that after the slap, these two are trying really hard to find a solution for their marriage, their troubled marriage. Yeah. Sources are telling Us Weekly that they're committed to therapy together and they're trying to salvage this pretty horrible situation. They go on to say that Will and Jada have had problems for years. Mm. So this is not because of the Oscar slap. That didn't help it.
Right.
Ever since the Oscar scandal, though, the tensions between the two of them have been palpable. Now, there is some different reporting here, Corey. Mm. My sources are telling me that Will is in India without his family. So he went on a spiritual retreat to India. I'm told Jada is still in LA. Sources are telling Us Weekly that they both are in India. What do you think about these two? If they did split, their fortune's about $300-400 million. So we're talking a massive amount of money here.
Yeah.
I hope they make it, but they clearly have issues. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, look, the money issue, if you consider where they both came from, they are not from wealth. They started off as two inner city kids. So that $400 million split, I mean, they are still far from where they began in life. So I think that will be okay. But I do think they have deep, deep issues. And Jada's doing the red table talk again. And so she's like, went on with her life. And I'm like, maybe she should have taken a little break away from the spotlight for a minute.
Yeah, I felt like that. And I feel a little bit like she is using the situation to get some more viewers to red table. I get it. That's what we do. That's what celebrities do in life. I think Will going to India might be a good idea. I wish they were together. I hope they're together. My reporting is saying that they are not. But clearly, this couple has issues. And also, too, I think now we can all agree there's a side of Will Smith that we didn't know.
Okay.
Some people did, but not many people knew. And I'm told that this wasn't out of character. I'm not saying he's violent at home, but he's a hothead.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's used to getting what he wants, and that's fine. But you can only do that if you're in a relationship with yourself and nobody else. Mm. So, you know, it's tricky. It is a tricky one. Hopefully they make this work. But it brings us to our poll question of the day. Will and Jada are trying to mend their relationship post-Oscar slap. Will they make it? What do you think? Will they make it? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rhamba. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Corey, what are you working on?
Yes, oh, those Jenners. Well, you know, Kris Jenner has called Kim her favorite daughter now, and Kylie and Khloe react. Yeah, they were not having it. So Kris Jenner has a favorite new child every day, it seems. But yesterday, she tweeted out that Kim Kardashian is definitely her number one. And she says, I love my daughter Kim the most. She's just the cutest and the sweetest. And that came from Kris's verified Twitter account.
Yes,
okay,
it did.
So it wasn't like it came from some weird account. And Kim replied, oh, mom, stop, I'm blushing. You know, that Kim that Kim Kardashian voice. And then what was so funny is Kylie wrote back, obviously hacked.
She wrote
back in a response to her mom's account. And then Khloe said, you spelled Khloe Kardashian wrong. So they were having a lot of fun with it. Now, then came a second tweet, though, from Kris's account. Mm. And it said, Kim is just so smart. Everything I know, I learned from her, the tweet
Something's
read.
Going on.
Yeah, so what's that all about? So, you know, and all of a sudden Kim responds with, mom, you're just so nice to me today. Now, we all think it was probably Kim who actually hacked Kris's account.
She must have borrowed her phone.
Yeah, she had to have gotten the phone. And she goes on to say, I didn't even know you had Twitter, but what a nice surprise to see how you feel about me.
There's something up. It is pretty funny.
But you know, it was all fun and games on Twitter yesterday. But you know, Kris has actually addressed who her favorite daughter is a few times in the past. She's done this quite a few times. And it seems to vary and depend on the day.
She said it herself, right?
During an appearance once on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen back in 2019, Kim, Courtney, and Khloe, though, they all agreed that Kylie was actually Kris's favorite.
Kylie's the billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Kylie has the most money.
Well,
it's so interesting. And I'm not a parent, but I have parents. I think we've all thought about it. Like, am I my mom and dad's favorite child?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
I'm an only child, so I never had that
explains everything.
Yeah. Although, wait, really quickly. I mean, we'll tell you about it some other time. But you know, a brother found me, and I actually have 11 siblings. That's a whole other story for another
time. Did you find this out on the DNA testing thing?
No, a man called my house like 5 years ago, six years ago, and he told my mom, I think your son's my brother. And my father had like 11 other kids or something.
What?
So all of a sudden, I have like 10 siblings, actually, total.
You're still our favorite, Corey. It doesn't matter if you have 20. You're still our favorite.
Thank you. This is
the Kardashians at their best for me. This reminds me why I fell in love with them. I honestly think when they're making fun of one another and themselves, and it's very tongue-in-cheek.
Endearing, this is
what I enjoy. It's endearing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I love when they have real-life conversations. We all think about it. I always ask my mom, am I your favourite? She's like, no, I love you all the same. Which I don't think can be true. You have to have a favourite. Even if you're not going to say it, you must have a... Like, you have a favourite parent. We all do. We're not allowed to say which one, but we all do. I thought this was just so funny. You know, Kim got her hands on her mom's phone.
That's so funny, yeah.
And was tweeting away. I love it. By the way, Kim's my favorite. I know I'm not your mommy or daddy, but I still Kim. There's something about her. Hey, moving along, Kim Basinger is reflecting on the heavy, heavy divorce that she had with Alec Baldwin, saying that he's a challenge, I would say. So Kim opened up about her split with Alec. She was on the Red Table Talk. She was also joined, I know, by her daughter, Ireland. And so they talked about going through this really, quote, heavy duty, very out loud and very public divorce. When those two split, it was a while ago. We forget how toxic it really was.
It was bad.
She said Ireland, her daughter, went through a really tough time. She's clearly upset about that. And she said, we're all fine and we're getting along now, but... he's a challenge. Can you imagine being married to Alec Baldwin? Like, that's a lot.
Well, you know, at the time, well, look, back in the day, yeah, I could imagine being married to him when he was
he
young.
Was a cutie.
He was a good-looking man, yeah.
But a little
cuckoo, though. I mean, from what they say. Remember the audio tape of him, like, calling his daughter a pig?
A rude little pig. Alec came to look at the penthouse in the building I live in. Ooh. In New York, and he sat in the lobby and he was like interviewing residents. And everybody that got off the elevator, they knew who he was, and they told him it was an awful building, don't live here, because they didn't want him moving in because he's so much drama. It's such a peaceful building. We don't want Alec Baldwin in the elevator. It'd just be too much. Kim was married to Alex from 1993 to 2002, so it's quite a while. And she said that they've had their challenges and that she doesn't think Alec was emotionally or mentally available for that kind of talk. So when the marriage got into problems, she wanted to talk about it, and he just wasn't there with it. Ireland chimed in that her dad deals with anxiety too, but it's such an interesting insight into the world of Alec Baldwin. Probably we knew this, but it's fascinating they're talking about it. Yeah. And you know he's going to leave them both a nasty message calling them rude little pigs.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
You know he's not going to like this, Cora. You know he's not going to like this. Ooh. Hey, what's going on? Talking about things we don't like. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial is still going on. Bring us up to speed. I think a former doorman testified.
Yeah. And let's just say I'm as exhausted as this doorman.
I'm exhausted.
By it, you know, but yeah, so Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's former doorman, he has given a testimony. Now, the doorman at Johnny Depp and Amber's former building in Los Angeles gave a testimony in the ex's defamation trial. So the incident that Romero was asked about was a domestic disturbance call that the police were called about on May 21st, 2016. And during his testimony, he said that he was so stressed out, he didn't even want to deal with this anymore. And that's what I said. We're all exhausted. You know, but he said, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with this court case. Everybody's got problems. I don't want to deal with this no more.
This guy.
It's so true. Like, you know, everyone's going through a divorce. Like 50% of Americans are going through that. So why am I having this testimony, you feel? So he testified that he couldn't really recall seeing any marks or bruises on Heard's face in those days after the LAPD was called to their home. And he says, I would have seen that and I would remember, because that's something that you would visibly see. He says he just doesn't know if she was wearing makeup at the time or not. But, you know, Heard has not yet testified in the case.
We've got a week of Amber testifying next. I'm with the doorman on this one. It's just exhausting. None of them are going to come out as winners. And even if he wins and she owes him, what, $50 or $100 million, she doesn't have that amount of money to pay him.
It's symbolic.
So it's just all symbolic, and so damaging, though, to both of them. I do find it interesing, though, that doormen know everything.
Yes, New York City and L.A. doormen? Oh, my gosh, totally.
Everything. My doorman, where I live, they know who's having an affair, who's sneaking in and out. They know. I love it. Sometimes in the morning, if I'm lucky enough to have a car to take me to a TV show, I get downstairs a little early just to sit in the chair and gossip to the doorman. And he knows everything. I say, who's the nicest person in the building? I know. Who's mean? I know. They know everything. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Prince Andrew has been stripped of his honorary titles amid calls for him also to lose his Duke of York title too.
Oh, goodness.
So in the wake of his out-of-court settlement with Virginia Giuffre, who accused him of sexually assaulting her when she was underage, Britain's Prince Andrew has been stripped of yet another honorary title. The Freedom of the City of York honour has been rescinded after a unanimous vote by the city's council. So he's had that accolade since 1987.
Wow.
He's the Duke of York. Now they also want to remove that. They said the following, quote, having been stripped of his military roles and his royal titles by the Queen, we believe that it is also right to remove all the links from Prince Andrew and this great city.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh, if I lived in York, I would not want him being my Duke. He's like the spokesperson for that town.
Yeah.
And so they don't want any part of it. Now, the problem is that council can't take this title away. The only people that can remove it is the Queen.
Oh.
I don't think she's going to do it, or an act of parliament. Parliament. So, I mean, they're very busy at the moment.
Yeah.
Parliament probably doesn't want to be focusing on this. But at the same time, you know, when you do something disgraceful, your name gets removed from buildings or cities or towns. Think of those celebrities that we find out are just terrible people. They might have had a hospital named after them or a street named
Bridges
after them.
And tunnels.
That's right. Yeah. They take all that stuff down. I don't know if he should be the Duke of York anymore. I certainly know that if I lived in York, it's a beautiful city in Britain, I wouldn't want him representing us.
Yeah, yeah, I guess the implication of what he's accused of is so heinous that, you know, you should be innocent until proven guilty, but clearly by association, they don't
and
want that
settlement
name.
Too out of court.
Yeah,
I think this
yeah.
is also suspicious. So he still has the title, but Queen Elizabeth, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. It might be wise, I think, to remove that too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Thank you very much, darling. So Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck do not want any more kids. Are you surprised by that? They don't want any more. I think they've got five between
they
them.
Enough.
They don't want any more. Are you surprised? 40% said no. They are not surprised by that. That's interesting. Only 40%. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow for your results. And now it's time for our
nicest
of the day.
Darling,
is kind of nice, but it's a strange story too. But
it's a strange,
it's a little
but it's
odd.
Strange.
So Kim Kardashian is in tears after Kanye West retrieves her sex tape from Ray J, who of course is the brother of pop singer Brandy. Now, of course, that was where that whole tape came from. So Kanye surprised Kim with the remaining footage, allegedly, of her infamous sex tape with Ray J, which was originally leaked back in 2007. So thanks to Kanye, she won't have to worry about it ever again, hopefully. Now, on the morning of her SNL hosting gig, Kim called her mother, Chris, and her sister, Khloe, and her whole team into a room to share that Kanye had flown back to Los Angeles to meet Ray J, got to the airport and they met, and he was there to retrieve a laptop and hard drive, and then he immediately flew back to New York City to deliver and surprise this to Kim. So as Kim opened the suitcase and it revealed all the hardware inside, she broke out into tears, and she said, you know, he got me all of the sex tape back, she told her family, and I know Kanye did this for me, but also did this for my kids. I want to shield them from as much as I can. I have to say, I do not trust technology, because you can copy that as so that's easy right. and give somebody the hard drive. Like, I don't
That's what I thought too. I mean, it is nice that he did this, but it's just so easy to email it or to copy it. And Kim, surprise, surprise, the tape's already out. How much more can there be?
Well,
what else
we
never know. What I hear, we already saw enough. So I can't imagine what else you would be embarrassed about. But let's go with the nicest. We'll still call them the nicest.
Okay.
But Kim, I know, the nicest of the day. And now, and naughtiest of the day, naughty. Prince William apparently made a shady comment to Harry at the start of his relationship with Meghan Markle.
Uh-oh.
So royal writer Tina Brown has a new book out, and she talks about the initial impressions of Meghan following a trip that Harry took her on to Botswana.
Mm.
So while Brown notes that key members of the royal family, like Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth, they enjoyed Meghan very much, it was actually Prince William who had a little bit of shade when he found out about the trip. He said the following quote: "You do realise this is the fourth girl he's taken to Botswana."
Oh, dear.
Shady. Isn't it? I mean, he was telling the truth. Harry did take a lot of former love interests to Botswana. Now, the joke might ultimately be on William, though, because Meghan may be the fourth lady that he took there, but hopefully she's the last shady.
He put a ring on it, and, you know.
You have to be so careful when you meet people's potential lifelong partner.
Yeah, it could be the one.
Because if you don't like them and then they marry them. Has that ever happened? I once met a friend's boyfriend. I didn't think it would last. I thought maybe a week or a month. They're now married. And when I met him, I was like, I don't like him. And I went on the record and I said, I'm sure he's fun and he's very good looking, but he's not for you, darling. Now, my friend and I have never really recovered from that. But I did say it, Corey. I did say it. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, you know, I had a very similar thing where a girl asked me like what I thought of her her boyfriend. I thought he was gay.
And I didn't even realize.
I said, "Well, I think he's a little gay. And she was so offended, but I was being honest, and I was like, I'm sorry. And so,
I want to be honest, but don't do it. My lesson is you don't win. You're the one that ends up falling out. You're never going to beat the partner. The partner's always going to win. I know another friend of ours, so he has a horrible boyfriend. He's married to him, so it's a husband. We all know he's a horror. He's just an awful human being. But my friend's married to him, and so we're not going to win that.
No.
So the choice is either we just accept him or we pretend we do, or we don't, and then we lose our friend. You're never going to win. It's complicated. I know. William here, shady. Well, I can just see him saying it. It's the fourth girl, and he said it in his posh
with that accent. Yes, of course.
Fourth girl, mommy.
I
know, shady. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. So many people ask all the time, what's wrong with me? Goodness knows, I've asked myself that question so many times. Finally, I've got the answer we've all been looking for. Do you know what's wrong with you? Do you know what really is wrong with you? Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
There is nothing wrong with you. Stop saying it. Stop asking it. When you see a friend out for a drink and they don't look like themselves or something's off, never ask what's wrong. Ask what happened. That's the third. Never. There's nothing wrong. Something might have happened, but there is nothing wrong.
Get rid
of that expression. No longer say what's wrong with me. No longer ask anybody what's wrong with you. Ask what happened. What happened to you? And if you open that up, the conversation will flow and you will be much more likely to get to the answer. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Not
take
like
care,
William.
Everybody. Naughty, naughty. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.